everyone, Cindy Rayfield here, and I'm in my car as usual on my way to one of my businesses, and this is Business Hacks from My Car. I get a lot of inspiration from driving around. I'm in my car a lot, so I take phone calls here, and this is a natural place for me to actually give some business tips and tricks, business hacks, things of that nature. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you something today that I need some help with myself and I have to get back on track. So here's what happens with me. I suffer from a little bit of low-level anxiety. It's probably a thought that I could probably get rid of, but it lingers in there. So I know that sometimes I get a little bit overwhelmed, as we all do. So when that happens, sometimes I forget, I need to go back to my roots on how to get things done. Because when you start getting in this state of overwhelm, it's really easy to start spinning and spinning and spinning and thought spinning and ruminating on things that went wrong that I should have done right. When I get in that mind frame, which I sort of am right now because of just daily life, I need to go back and focus on productivity. That gets me out of this overwhelm funk thing that I've got going on right now. And so I've got to do that. So I want to share with you a hack that I do to get myself out of that. I have to stop the ruminations that go on. Again, our brain can be our own worst enemy. It really tries to help us and help us understand that what we're doing is maybe dangerous or somehow life-threatening. And so the brain will do things automatically to try to pull us back down, pull us off our high horse and tell us things that aren't always the truth. So right now my brain is telling me you're in a state of overwhelm. You need to get out of that at any cost. Things are going on. Things are going wrong. You need to go back and relook at things over and over and over again and try to figure out what went wrong so you can make it right. What that does is it keeps me in the past. And that's really easy for me to do, to just go back and overanalyze. So what I do to get out of that is a little game I play that's called time blocking. And what that really is just a way to manage my calendar so that I can see results and feel like I'm moving forward. It helps me to take that massive action that I talk about to move forward. And that really just all of a sudden will get me out of that overwhelmed state real fast because I have to focus. So what it does is it takes my focus away from the past and it puts it on the future. So in this little exercise, what I do is I grab a little sticky notepad. I also call it the sticky game, sticky focus game, actually. My friend Demir taught me this game when I went through a program with him. And it helps me a lot when I'm facing situations like this. So here's my little hack. Go grab a pad of sticky notes and a pen. And then I want you to open up your calendar. This is what I'm going to do today. Open up the calendar and take a look at all the things that I've got going on. And I make a list on a separate piece of paper. I just do a big old brain dump of all the things that I've got going on, things that need to happen, everything that floods into my mind. I just start making a list. This is also known as a thought download. Sometimes those thought downloads are what's keeping us in a state of overwhelm. Like, I don't have enough time. There's not enough time in the day. There's so much to do. So getting all those thoughts out of our head and down on a piece of paper is useful. Plus, it allows you to really take a look at maybe the lies that you're telling yourself. So do a thought download of everything that you need to do. I'm going to do this today. Then start looking for groups, things that need to be grouped together. Like right now I'm in the middle of refinancing my house. Because we're at a higher interest rate. So we're going to refinance to get to a lower interest rate because rates are super low right now. But there's a lot to do when you're refinancing your house. There's a lot that has to happen. I actually have to go find past paperwork, which I don't know, even know where it is. But if I procrastinate, I'll just never get it done. So we're writing it all down and I start to see patterns. I look for patterns. I look for groups of activities that can fall under a single umbrella. So like mortgage, refinancing mortgage. There's a lot of steps, but I can consolidate those under refinancing mortgage. So you start grouping things together on another piece of paper and start seeing where things are bubbling up, where the important things are. Then the sticky note is the fun part. This is really cool. You take your sticky note and you decide for that day what you're going to work on, what you're going to accomplish that day. Pick out one thing that you need to get done that you, that day is going to be dedicated to. Don't think about all the emails you got to do, all the places you got to go, all the errands you have to run, all the people that want things from you. I want you to focus on one thing that you need to accomplish for your day and not for other people. This is the one thing you want to do. We call that a champagne moment. Like, if you got that thing done, that you at the end of the day, you pop a bottle of champagne and go, man, that was awesome. I got that done. Let's celebrate. And every day can have one of those. Every week can have one of those. Every month can have one of those. Every year can have one of those. So my champagne moment for this upcoming week is to get everything together for my mortgage to refinance. What I do each day is going to contribute to that champagne moment for the week. So I'll have champagne moments for each day. And then at that moment, once I know what my champagne moment is, I write down all the steps individually on individual sticky notes to make that thing happen for that day. So what I might have to do to find my old paperwork for my last loan, I might have to clear off my desk, go through the drawers, look for some paperwork that I probably stored away in a file cabinet. And I write down every single step that I need to take to get that one champagne moment done for the day. Could be 10, 15. Generally, I like to not do more than 10. So I like to maybe do 10, between 7 and 10 sticky notes a day. Write down the individual things that I need to accomplish. And I lay them out on my desk. I lay out those individual sticky notes. Then I lay them in order of what I need to do first. And I start working on my sticky notes. This is cool. Now you need to find a timer or use a timer on your phone and set it for 25 minutes. And for 25 minutes, you will do nothing but work on that first sticky note. You'll turn off all the notifications on your phone. You'll close your computer top if it doesn't relate to your to what's going on. You'll turn off all your Facebook notifications. You'll turn off the TV. Anything that can be distracting, you turn it off for 25 minutes and you focus on that one task. At the end of the 25 minutes, you take a break. You take a break. You'd be amazed how much you can actually accomplish in 25 minutes when you focus like that. So you do that for each one of those items. And whenever you accomplish one of those items, you take that sticky note and you crumple it up like it's a done item. You crumple it up and you collect it. So I actually have a little plastic container, sits on the top of my desk, and I put each one of my sticky notes for the week inside that container. And then as the container fills up, there's this rewarding sense of satisfaction that really, that your prefrontal cortex in your brain really likes. It satisfies it. It satisfies both the prefrontal cortex and the primitive brain, because we like to see things, we like to accomplish things, we like to feel like we're getting things done. And that is what can create a habit. It can create a tremendous sense of satisfaction knowing that maybe you have 20 sticky notes at the end of the week in your container that you focused for 25 minutes on one thing and you accomplished it. Now at the end of the 25 minutes, this is important because this has to be built in. You need to set the timer for 5 minutes before you start on the next sticky note session. You need to set the timer for 5 minutes and take a break. Go get some water, get up, walk around, forget about what you just did for the 25 minutes, and just take a break for five. Regroup, get yourself together. And what you might want to do periodically during the day is set reward time. So if you want to use maybe reading for 10 minutes as a reward, schedule that in maybe 3 times a day. And after you do 3 sticky notes, read for 10 minutes or go on a walk around the block or something. Reward your sticky note sessions. And that builds in a habit too. Your brain starts to crave that after a while. It starts to crave that you're getting the sticky notes done. So it's kind of fun, and it actually really can center and really ground me. So I want to challenge you all to maybe play the sticky focus game and have fun with this, because it's amazing to see what you can accomplish when you just focus on one thing at a time. We tend to not do that in our society, and that's what tends to spin us out of control. We're answering 3 or 4 email accounts, we're taking phone calls, we're looking at text messages, we're checking our Facebook notifications. it happens all day long, and it's not great for our mental health, and it keeps us from accomplishing things. Funny thing. So I want to challenge you to actually try the sticky focus game. It's actually a lot of fun, and it's quite rewarding, and you'll get a lot done. You'll be very productive. So I hope this helped you all. Have a good time with this game, and we'll talk to you again soon.